Hi, this is Brandon Royal, BRANDONROYAL. Date of service is 2/15/2022. Date of birth is 7/26/1987. Date of accident is 7/30/2021. Mr. Brandon Royal is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially injured in a car accident when he lost his control over water. His car made several spins, it hydroplaned and hit into a light pole and it flipped over. In this accident, patient injured his head with the loss of memory only and some nausea. Along with this pain, patient started having pain in the right shoulder, left knee, neck and the lower back primarily. Some pain in the pelvis and tailbone area was reported. Overall, the patient has pain which is from 6 to 8. And 50% improvement has been reported by the patient. And ADLs that are reported affected are walking ability, work 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, head general activity is 9, and sleep is 8. In the system review in neurology and psych, patient reports that he's suffering from tension and weakness. No other symptoms are reported. There's no headaches, dizziness, vertigo. No vision disturbance, double vision, no blackout seizures, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and no loss of memory. There is no anxiety, depression, panic, PTSD either. However, the patient did report one time that because of his father's death, grandfather's death, he was suffering from mild depression, but not from related to the auto accident. In the pain and numbness, patient has hip pain on the right and knee pain on the left, shoulder pain on the right, neck pain, lower back pain along with stiffness in the right shoulder, neck and lower back. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems or incontinence of the bowels are reported. No stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, but there is no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, pain is same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Narco, 2 times a day. Substance abuse, none is being reported. And patient does use marijuana for pain relief. In compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination reveals that blood pressure is 132 over 101, pulse is 79, and temperature 96.8, and pulse ox 100. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 127-2022, dictation number 020-009. Along with diagnosis, plan of care, the patient has an ongoing radiation of pain to the left arm and left leg posteriorly, as well as to dermatome fashion involving toes and the fingers. And it appears that the patient is on a right track to get the injection to the lumbar epidural as well as bilateral sacroiliac joint injections. And the findings have been discussed several times. All the options have been discussed with the patient. The patient does exhibit a herniated disc at L4, L5 and L5S1. The herniated disc is only at L5 and L6 level, but at L3, 4, L4, 5, there is only bulging disc. In the cervical spine, there is an arthritis that is causing the spinal canal stenosis at C5 and 6, but no damage because the car accident has been reported. In the right shoulder, patient exhibits, this MRI just was done, supraspinatus subscapularis tendinitis, along with interstitial delaminating type of partial fibers, tiers of the distal fibers of subscapularis tendon, and traces of subacromial bursitis, mild fibroaceous capsular hypertrophy of AC joint, and mild shoulder joint effusion from the automobile accident. The patient is advised that he can have injection to the supraspinatus subscapularis tendon, subacromial bursal injection, and shoulder injection, AC joint injection to bring some relief. Regarding the left knee, MRI, it shows only a marrow edema and contusion within the lateral aspect of patella and within the medial tibiofibral condyle and moderate-sized Baker's operative cyst. The findings are discussed with the patient. Patient has been given a choice to see an orthopedic surgeon. However, first we'll attempt some injection treatment and physical therapy focused on the shoulder, neck, and the lower back. Patient has been advised about all of these findings, and all the options have been discussed. The patient is provided a physical therapy to continue 3 times per week with cervical lumbar, sacral iliac joint, knee, and the shoulder area. He'll remain disabled for the work and hospital replacement and transportation. The maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and the patient is in compliance. His medication was not filled because he has medication up to next 2 weeks. He'll be scheduled for next LESI and we'll go from there. Thank you.